Well, here at Warton, there's a vast area of open land. The site is used to test military planes, but civil planes also land and take off from here. Warton is close to the Ribble estuary, and that attracts many different kinds of birds, birds which pose a real risk for the aircraft.
The main problem we have is the possibility of having bird strikes on the military planes or even the civil aircraft that we operate from Warton.
This is Pete Yeadon, the manager of the airfield, whose job involves overseeing in effect what is a daily bird watch, or to be more precise, a daily dose of bird scaring.
We employ a dedicated bird control unit that operate from about 6:30 in the morning till close of play, and they operate a number of techniques, falconry, pyrotechnics, audio deterrence, and we try to actually stop any birds entering the protected spaces on the airfield.
So enter Richard Hall, a bird expert, with two helpers. And they play a crucial role. The dangers of a flock of birds striking an aircraft can't be underestimated. The aim, though, is to scare, not maim or kill. It's all above board.
We've got two falcons there, one male, one female. We don't use purebreeds like peregrines because they have a tendency to go off self-hunt. So we have more control over with these hybrids, and they fly well in the summer.
Now you're going to set the birds off?
I'm just taking the jessies off and the leash and the hood from the bird. So put the transmitter on. Now we have to have permission for the tower to fly. Tower air traffic one.
Air traffic one, sir.
Air traffic one on compound. Request fly bird, please.
Air traffic one, fly the bird.
Fly the bird, thanks.
So you've got permission and off it goes?
Yeah.
Sweet for one vacation.
So just tell us what will happen now.
He'll sit down and probably sit there for 10 minutes. Yeah, normally what we want him to do, he'll get to a certain height, move around to, you know, if he sees birds around, especially thermals, he'll try and move into a thermal and everything will just disperse, really.
And for any other bird that was in the area, if they see the falcon, they'll be off.
Yeah, they're pretty worthy. Everyone, even young birds, juveniles, they know basically what a falcon is. So they'll shift out of the way or take cover.
And that's how it's done. A labour of love for Richard Hall, out and about day after day.
People around our way, they all know what I do. They call me the Birdman. Everywhere I go, it's the Birdman. So they know it's a weird job. My grandkids love it, what I do. You know, so. Wouldn't do anything else, really, to be honest.
The Birdman at BAE Systems, eh?
Oh, are you? That's the one.
Not a bad legacy.
No. So, yeah, it's good.